MCU development kits and plug-in modules. Texas Instruments has sponsored the following story. It is an exciting time in the microcontroller arena with Texas Instruments T's introduction of the low-cost Launchpad series of MCU boards. Each of T's product lines of microcontrollers has a Launchpad to help you design, develop, and evaluate, from MSP430, C2000, Hiva C series, and Hercules MCUs. There is also a common plug-in interface called a booster pack that extends the functionalities of the Launchpads. The wow factor of the Launchpad series is the booster pack interface. Booster packs allow for a wide range of boards to be connected, so diverse that T refers to this collection as the ecosystem. Though the booster pack starts out with the normal stuff, switches, LEDs, onboard device programming, debugging, UARTs, ADCs, it doesn't end there. Sensor hubs, M adapters, capacitive touch, even Wi-Fi booster packs are available for plug-in. Imagine your Hercules MCU detecting a car crash and calling for help via Wi-Fi as soon as the airbags deploy. Or your MSP430 sending an email as soon as a refrigerator temperature is off spec. The Wi-Fi booster packs alone make these ideas possible. Imagine what you can do with the others. The Launchpad evaluation platforms are supported by the T-Code Composer Studio ID, the Anerhia Open Source Graphical Programming Environment, and third-party assemblers. This comprises IDEs and operating systems including EAR, Kyle, Mentor Embedded Linux, and MSP GCC. For testing, a plug-in format can also be hosted with a standard 0.10 breadboard. The MSP430 Launchpad is extremely low-cost, starting at $9.99. It includes an MSP430 MCU, switches, LEDs, booster pack compatible pinout, and onboard emulation for programming and debugging. The MCU is from the MSP430G2XX family and includes up to 16 KB flash, 512B RAM, 16 MHz CPU, and I/O devices. Use of the board is covered in the white paper Getting Started with the MSP430 Launchpad for Nunes and Elsevier. Another MSP430 Launchpad includes the MSP430F5529 MCU with an internal USB interface. The advantages of the 16-bit MCUs, specifically the MSP430 family, include low power and unit cost as compared to the current 8-bit technology. The C2000 Piccolo Launchpad supports the Piccolo TMS320F28027 MCU with 64 KB onboard flash, 8 PWM channels, ECAP, 12-bit ADC, I2C, SPI, and UART interfaces. A JDAG emulator, easy access to MCU pins, example code libraries, and drivers are standout features of the Piccolo Launchpad. The C2000 family is ideal for real-time control applications like motor control, digital power, and industrial drives. The Tiva C series Launchpad featuring the ARM Cortex M4F-based microcontroller includes programmable user buttons, RGB LED, and booster pack interface. The stackable headers of the Tiva C series interface make it easy and simple to expand the functionality of the TM4C123G Launchpad when interfacing to other peripherals with Texas Instruments MCU booster packs. The Hercules Launchpads include dual-core lockstep microcontrollers for safety and redundancy applications. They also support advanced connectivity with communications I/O. The TMS570 LS04X-03X models are designed to be ideal for safety-critical automotive applications, while the Hercules RM42X models are intended for safety-critical industrial and medical applications. T is continuing to develop the booster pack ecosystem, and users are encouraged to develop their own booster pack interfaces. T has posted a development guide for the Launchpad platform and the booster pack interface. Honing your skills on a new microcontroller has never been so fun. Texas Instruments has sponsored promotion of their industrial communications solutions on engineering.com. They have no editorial input to this post. All opinions are mine. Bruce Schreiner.